back into it.
Back into it. As we continue the conversation now, as I told you a moment ago, Elizabeth Hertel, the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, apparently vacationing Gulf Shores, Alabama. MERS News broke the story. Kyle Malin here. He is the editor of MERS. Kyle, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
It's not a good look for the administration of Governor Whitmer when just last week we know that her top aide, Trish Foster, who had a job created just for her so she could be close to the governor as the chief operating officer, apparently left her COVID sick son at home, a teenager, and then went to Florida with the rest of the kids and partied on the beach. Lots of pictures since deleted from Facebook. And now we learn the director of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel, was in Gulf Shores, Alabama, also vacationing. This comes at a time when the governor was telling people don't go anywhere for spring break. Not a good look, is it?
Well, she certainly has changed her tune as far as what we should be doing to try and keep ourselves from spreading around the coronavirus. I mean, obviously, this time last year, we were still in the midst of lockdown or just coming out of it if we weren't. And, you know, consistently, very well, we don't want to travel around. We got to restrict our travel. And so over time, it certainly has evolved. The most recent press conference, she said, didn't go as far as to talk about restricting travel because reporters asked her particularly specifically about spring break. And her answer was, if you're going to go, when you come back, get tested because Florida is a hot spot for variants and we're a hot spot for variants, too. So I think what this shows is that there is an evolution that's taking place. And even with rates here, COVID rates going on the uptick here in Michigan, most in the nation, the loosening is continuing with the Whitmer administration to the point where now folks in our own administration feel that it's okay to now, go
travel. I think you're giving them an awfully big pass here. I mean, this comes at a time, was it not just a couple of weeks ago that I saw woman Marlena Pavlos Hackney handcuffed and dragged to Lansing and jailed because she had the nerve to open her restaurant at the direction of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services? Did I not see a $9,000 fine handed to Mr. Mankey, the barber in Owosso, because he violated some protocol? Neither one of those people was any case connected to their barber shop or a restaurant. And you've got a woman who said, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm quoting this properly or hearing this properly, Elizabeth Hertel said she was monitoring what was going on in Michigan. Is she still prosecuting people in Michigan while she's sitting in the sands of Gulf Shores, Alabama?
So, and I hear what you're saying, and I know folks are going to get excited about it, and I think that the change in position was definitely noteworthy. I think, though, comparing Marlena
Pavlos Hackney and Carl Mankey,
who did violate orders. I mean, those guys did violate orders.
Fair enough, but I did not hear that. Did I miss a statement from the governor saying, go ahead and go on spring break? And that's why the director, the Health and Human Services is prosecuting people for violating orders while she sits on a beach in Gulf Shores, eating at restaurants, going to bars. I'm going out on a limb and saying that probably happened.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and we don't know exactly what she did while she was out there. We just know that she was out there. And
she hasn't told you?
And I think it's important to note that people in the administration feel that it's safe, or if you're taking safe protocols to go out and travel. I think it's noteworthy, though, that it's happening at a time when rates could be going to the highest they've ever been. I mean, we had our second highest COVID case yesterday.
Almost 9,000, right? Almost 9,000 cases yesterday.
Almost. It's the second highest since the pandemic. And last week, obviously, things were continuing on the uptick. You know, during previous upticks, we had restrictions that were put in as far as restaurants, obviously, and schools were shut down at the high school level and then moved to remote learning. This time, they're not doing that. And, you know, the person who was in charge of doing that was out of state. Apparently, she was dialed in, could act if necessary. But, you know, so, it's just kind of a different change. It's an evolved, it's an evolution, definitely, from this administration.
Have we changed Are we still following the science? Because I remember that's what this governor said time and again. We're following the science, right?
Right.
That's right. So let me go to the science. Rochelle Walensky, you might have heard of her. She's the director of the CDC.
Yeah.
She says the state should be shut down. Did she feel differently while the director of Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services was on the beach in Gulf Shores, Alabama, when Elizabeth Hertel was enjoying fun in the sun with her friends and family, and the state was spiraling into a place it has not been before? In fact, I hazard a guess that today we could set a record for new cases, correct?
It's possible. It's
so is it not possible that
maybe it is, maybe it doesn't. But no, and I see where you're going. And I think that's what puts this administration a little bit of a strange position, because earlier in this pandemic, they were going above and beyond, I think, what the CDC had recommended. They were doing more than what other states were doing. And now, when we have the federal government saying that we should be doing more, now they're dialing back and saying, well, you know what, we're just gonna scale this back to a hard recommendation. So, you know, again, I'm just going to mention that this is an evolution that we're seeing on the part of this administration as far as what they're willing to do and the type of orders or restrictions or recommendations they're handing down.
So have they've responded to your questions, and you've had this discussion with people in the administration over the last 24 hours?
Yeah, they're certainly not all that interested in talking about it. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, I see. So now, they're not talking to anybody.
Well, we did talk to the governor on Monday. We had the governor on our podcast.
Right, but
on Monday we didn't know.
But on Monday you didn't know that Elizabeth Hertel was just coming home from spring break from Gulf Shores, Alabama.
Well, I did that interview with the governor on Sunday, and then we aired it Monday. So it wasn't on Monday, but nonetheless, her messaging now is to show a little grace to individuals who feel like they can safely move about.
I guess that goes for all of us then. Are we going to then treat restaurant owners as if they are adults and they can decide for themselves what's safe for their business? Are we going to allow that? Are we going to allow, you know, people to move about without mask mandates and requirements and everything else? Are we going to be okay with that? I guess if it's quite clear that the director of Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services does not think that the virus is all too serious, because how could she? She got on a plane and flew to Alabama with her family and screwed around for a few days and had a great time. I'm sure she did. Apparently, it must not be too serious. That's the takeaway for me and millions of others. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, and again, we don't know exactly if she flew down there or drove down there. I mean, that's always possible. We don't know.
Because she won't answer questions.
Yeah, I think we'll find out more about this as it goes on. But it's definitely a change of position. The governor is softening. Now she's under pressure from her own president and his administration to put the screws on restrictions again. So I guess we'll see how this shakes out.
Kind of a hard sell when the person in charge of your pandemic response is vacationing to follow through. I greatly appreciate it, though. Good work. Thank you for breaking the story. Kyle Malin from MERS News. Greatly appreciate it. There you have it, everybody. We're going to take a quick break. Your calls are welcome. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. We'll be right back. So afraid of losing access.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the sound of a brand new outdoor grill being hurled off a 20-story building. Now a stylish glass coffee table. An electric guitar. These are the things you could enjoy all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Visit EnergySavers.gov and get tips on how to save energy and money. Then do things like switch to Energy Star light bulbs or Energy Star appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. So this doesn't happen to the recliner you've had your eye on, or this to the treadmill on your wish list, or this to the shiny new bike your kid's been asking for. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.